Hey gang, welcome back you guys. Episode 107 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always, and good morning you guys. How are you? Did you have a good week? Did you have a good holiday, good Christmas if you celebrated? I hope so. Hope you had a great one. Hope you made some progress. I haven't had a good week. It's probably the first one, maybe, that I've said. Well, no, I think maybe I've said that before, but I've had a not a very good week. But I'm doing great now, and I'm here to tell you about it. So yeah, so here I am journaling. So this week has been a tough one. I won't lie. It's just not been right in any way. But it's good. I'm learning. I'm making progress. So that's okay. So yeah. So this week, Christmas week. You guys know that. I think I started off. Let's see. Talked to you guys last Sunday, and then Monday. I just kind of had a. Wasn't really relaxing. It just wasn't a normal Monday. It wasn't really a work day. I just kind of got ready for going to visit my family. I did all my cooking and took care of some stuff around here, and then I got up early on Tuesday morning and headed out, hit the road. I'm about 3 hours from my family, so I drove to go visit them, and that was all fine. I brought food this time. I brought that was what I did Monday, was I spent time cooking my ground beef and bacon and ribeye and mixed all that up and brought myself some food. And loaded up and went down there. And, you know, it was really great to see my family. And I had a nice time with them. But I've told you guys in the past that I always get sick when I go there. And I've been really trying to narrow down why that is. I'm sure there's a little bit of stress involved. Just kind of changing my routine and all that always throws me off a little bit. But I usually get some pretty specific symptoms, and this time was no different. So I went down, had a pretty nice time. I had a little bit of a freak out, you guys. I was sitting there at dinner, not eating, watching them eat pasta of all things, which, you know, I was just kind of boiling, just sitting there thinking about how non-nutritious that food I'm having to watch all those people I love eat is. And you know, my dad started to question me about nutrition on my diet, and I was just right in the middle of sitting there thinking about how much I wished I could share what I've learned, how frustrating it is that I'm not able to share this with those people that I love. And of course, I don't know how to convey that, and there's no way to do it, and I was just having a hard time. So anyways, I kind of freaked out, and that was stressful, and it was fine. They're all very supportive and loving, and I think they understood that I was just expressing my frustration with sort of everything. But that was no good, and I'll touch on that a little bit more here. I just, you know, it's so hard, right, you guys, because from where we are here, things look so different, and we've been there, and I've talked about this before, but there's no way for people who are there to see what it's like over here, and so you can try and say that you won't miss those foods, and those things seem like poison and all that, but it just sounds crazy, and no, it's going to fall on deaf ears. I sure wish there was a switch you could just, you know, or something you could give somebody and just have them, you know, experience this for a day, you know, come see what it's like over here. But you know, that'll never happen, of course. And so, and I don't expect anyone to come trying this. I mean, I know I wouldn't have gotten here if I hadn't felt like I was dying. So it's not like I hold it against them that they don't. But at the same time, you know, I sure wish I could help the ones that I love with this amazing thing that I've learned that's just life-changing. It changes the whole world, but of course no one believes in you enough to be helped by it, and that's what was driving me crazy. And so of course I said, you guys don't believe in me, which isn't true, you know, but it is true at the same time. And it's really difficult. I don't hold it against them. I don't expect anyone to do this, but you know, if you had a partner I don't know. Whatever. You guys know what I'm saying. There's different levels of believing in people, and yeah, I just wish I could help them. But anyways, so that was bad. And then, so I didn't eat on Tuesday. It's kind of what I'm trying to say. I'll pass on that part, and I'll go move on to the food. So I didn't eat on Tuesday. I ate. Oh, I'm gonna change my battery real quick while you guys always sit here. So I didn't eat on Tuesday. I drove down there. I just had a lot going on. I was cooking. I cooked Monday, but I got up and just kind of got myself together and drove down there. It's kind of a long drive, and then I got there, and there was all kinds of hustle and bustle, and I just didn't get around to eating. And so I did on Tuesday night. I ate hors d'oeuvre, I'd say, before dinner. I ate about 5 pieces of bacon that I had cooked and brought with me. As kind of a treat for when they were eating cheese and crackers and stuff. And then I just really wasn't hungry at dinner time. I mean, that was only like half an hour before dinner. And then I wasn't hungry at dinner. And I just decided, because I've been getting sick from eating late and eating too much, I just decided I wasn't going to eat that night. So I didn't eat. And then we woke up Christmas morning and we hung around and did Christmas stuff. And I felt fine. My stomach was fine. No issues. So then, sometime around noon or so, I decided I was going to eat some of the food I brought. So I grabbed one of their bowls and one of their forks and put my food in it and started eating. And as we were sitting there talking, I was talking to my brother, and I said, yeah, you know, I always get sick when I come down here. And he asked me something about whether I was brought food to cook or whatever, and I said, no, I'm just going to try and minimize contact with stuff. I go, because I don't know what's making me sick. I don't know if it's the water here or just stress, and I held up the bowl and the spoon. I go, or maybe, you know, it's something on here. And I, you know, at the time I said, well, you know, I remember when I thought that celiac was my main issue, that, you know, I remember reading that 20 parts per million is some people's sensitivities go down to that level, so it certainly could be something on the bowls or on the food, and I've suspected that whenever I've gone down there, because I use the cutting boards, it seems like I end up with pretty significant symptoms following those episodes of using tools down there. It's why I brought my own grill down there and things like that, which now I still don't use because I'm afraid of everything else. But at any rate, I ate out of that bowl with that fork, and I had used up my water at that point, so I was drinking some of their water, which is fine. It's tested. That doesn't make them sick. There's nothing wrong with it. But for whatever reason, so those are the only two inputs that I put into my body. And man, you guys, within like an hour before I left, so I left there at about 3 to come home on that Christmas day, and I'd eaten at about noon maybe or 11. But within an hour of eating, before I left the house there, I was absolutely, excuse me, just peeing out my butt. I had straight liquid. I mean, not kind of diarrhea or whatever, but just water, you know, that has always been a sign. Like, that's what I used to have to me when I would eat sandwiches and stuff. I would just get that water, yellow water, typically just spraying out and making a mess. And if I'd eaten lettuce when I ate sandwiches, it would come with lettuce. But, of course, I didn't have any food this time other than my food. So there was nothing there, just water. And then I left and I drove home, and I had to stop like 3 times on the way home and use bathrooms at gas stations and stuff. And it was the same thing. And I got home, and then that night, again, I was sick all night. Not terribly sick, but just getting up to use the bathroom. I didn't vomit. It wasn't like my other thing with the fat in there that doesn't digest. This was kind of like the old stuff, where I'm just, whatever's inside of me just comes out with all the liquid in me. And sure enough, so what was really interesting about that, so I just identified how different that is from the things I experience, you know, now, my zero carb sickness or whatever, when I eat too much fat, it seems like, and I wake up in the middle of the night with the burning stomach and the acid. This is like the old thing that used to happen to me, where something in my intestines or guts is just saying, well, nope, we're not having any of that. We can't deal with it. Can't process it. Send it on through. So there was that, and I was like, oh, okay, well, that's no big deal. I just, you know, gonna have to try maybe to bring my own bowl and fork. Maybe I'll try that next time and see if I can avoid that episode. No big deal, right? Well, here's where I learned a lesson. So the following day was a Thursday, and I'm supposed to go to work. And I woke up just feeling like a truck hit me. And it's been 3 years since I felt that way. And I had to remember, you know, that I used to feel that way all the time. And then came the mental part. And so I told you I kind of freaked out at dinner on Christmas. Well, Thursday and Friday of this week, I spent just absolutely the lowest mental state I've had in years since I started eating this way. And it wasn't until I was about halfway through it, I was just beating myself up, hating myself. Just, I mean, I was walking around just saying, Matt, you dumbass. And it was just like the old days. And I'm sitting there going, no, positive, Matt. Just positive. Be thankful. Be here now. And it was so profound, you guys. In a lot of ways, it was profound to illustrate how far I've come. It was profound because it illustrated where I came from and how easily I can slip back there. And also just how tightly correlated my guts, my brain, all those things are. This is the first time I've really experienced that watery, you know, voiding like I used to get when I would eat pizza or whatever. And along with it came back in my joints. I woke up on Thursday morning going, ow, I can't go to work. My hand really hurts. I wonder what I did to it. And I had forgotten that that's how they always used to feel. I was sitting there going, oh, what did I do? Was I riding my bike? And, you know, now once I got sort of kind of started to come out of the fog there, I was looking back going, oh, Matt, your joints, your mental state, your diarrhea, like, can't you see the pattern here? And yeah, so there we are. I was poisoned again this week, I guess. I don't know if it was, again, like the food. I suspect it was some flour or something stuck to the fork, maybe. I don't know. It happened right after I ate, though, so seems likely. But at any rate, I experienced sort of a resurgence of all the things that were bothering me 3 years ago when I started zero carb, and it was miserable. So I had a really bad Thursday and Friday. I did go to work, and I ended up going to work and getting work done. I actually worked both days. And then by Friday night, I was kind of feeling a little coming out of the woods. I was able to kind of look back and see a little more clearly. And I used the bathroom all day, both those days, by the way. Finally started to firm up again. Well, even last night, I was up 3 times last night. So whatever. I learned some lessons, I guess. Nothing very definitive, but just that obviously I'm pretty sure it's celiac. You know, when I was first identifying what was wrong with me, that was something that I could verify pretty... celiac, whatever. I'm not sure about that now that I'm talking about it, because while I could trigger the symptoms with flour and I would take long breaks at the time when I was doing really close food journaling, I would take, you know, 6 weeks and then have 2 teaspoons of flour and have a horrible batch of symptoms for a week. At the same time, when I sort of verified that, then I continued to have those symptoms just by eating like corn and stuff. So I don't know if it's grains or whatever, but at any rate, yeah, something makes me sick. And, I think I ran into it at my folks' place, although, like I said, stress definitely was probably part of that. So that was my week for the most part. You know, it sucked. I've been frustrated. It's been a month of frustration for me here in December, which is fine. You know, like I said before, I don't get depressed like I used to. I obviously still have frustrations, and December seems to be my most frustrating month. The weather and the work and the birthdays and the holidays, everything seems to conspire to just make my life miserable. That's funny, birthdays and holidays. I put in the miserable category, which is true. I like seeing my family. That's about it. At any rate, it's been a tough month. And so, you know, part of this little experience this last week is it's been good for me because it's sort of helped reaffirm my, you know, my dedication to my routine and my daily be here nows and stay in the moments and be positives, how important those things are to me. It helps show me how far I've come. And how important it is to continue to work on those things. And so it's been a rough week, but you know, as I wrap it up here, it's turning out to be a good one. I feel great today. I don't feel great. I was up most of the night using the bathroom, but I feel fine. A little bit of stomach discomfort, but mentally I feel fine. And I'll tell you what, you guys, we're heading into a new decade, so... You know, I'm ready to turn a new page here, and I am definitely excited about the future, and I am feeling okay. So I'm going to make some changes. I'm going to drop the bacon for sure for January at least, and get back to my baseline because it's been a while. I've been sort of straying from that for a while here with you know, what I have considered acceptable compromises. But I think that after this week, it's time to get back to my baseline and see how healthy I can be. So I'm going to focus this January on just going back to beef and water only. And I do have a lot of bull work to do. I worked Thursday and Friday for my one small customer, and then on Friday my other big customer was calling me again, and they're ready for me already on Monday. So I'll be double booked this week, and then I should clear the one job off my desk for my smaller customer, and then I'll be right back into a big job with one of my big customers there. So I'm not going to get much of a break, but that's okay. I'm going to look forward to trying to refocus on how to settle into a routine where I can do both, you know, focus on myself and my health and get some work done. and with all that sort of settled down, then I'm going to really focus on heading towards my doctor's appointment and what's next. And I wanted to thank you guys, all of you, so much for your kind comments and suggestions. Esther and I think it was Deb Mary or someone with a new comment about bile acid malabsorption. Thank you guys for that. I have been aware of that bile acid malabsorption as a real strong contender for what's wrong with me for a while, and I still do think that's, you know, probably part of what's going on. So I'm compiling a list of some tests, some diagnostic stuff that I can do with my current doctor. I looked at Prometheus' website. They do have bile acid malabsorption along with Crohn's and IBD, genetic plus inflammation marker testing. So I'm interested in doing some of those. And I'm going to, you know, start to compile a list and see what my next step is when I visit my doctor. I'm not sure, again, as we've talked about before, not sure what to do there. But I do know that I can continue to gather some more information just working with him and get a little clearer picture maybe of what's going on. I do want to explore the gastroenterologist. I'm not sure if he's... I guess I wasn't clear from my conversation with him last time if he was saying, well, I'm not sure if that's going to be valuable, or if he was saying, I don't know if we can do that again with regards to the funding and the insurance. You know, I may just have gone to enough tests that came back good that insurance may not pay for a GI. I don't know. He this last appointment when I, you know, said maybe we should establish a relationship, he didn't seem to feel like there was much value there, which dovetails with my belief for the most part. I don't think I'm going to get many more answers from GIs, but I don't know. So at some point I'll need to get with one, but I don't know, you know, where the answer is now. But anyways, thank you guys. Dean, that was a really interesting article from The Atlantic, I think it was, regarding that one gentleman's lifelong cystic fibrosis, which brought on a lot of interesting symptoms that, you know, could have been construed as Crohn's or IBD or something like that. So I thought that was really fascinating, and it parallels my story pretty closely. So definitely some interesting stuff there, some food for thought, and some encouraging, you know, an encouraging story about gastroenterologists and other types of specialists, showing me that there is, you know, more there than I've been given credit for, and I should maybe pursue that. So yeah, so and again, I'm not against any of those things. It's more balancing what I feel like I might get out of them with the work of going to see one. It's not that easy for me here. Many hours away from one, no one to transport me. I don't really have any support system in my life for getting to and from anywhere. I mean, no one sat in the passenger seat of my car, and I haven't sat in a passenger seat in someone else's car for I don't even know how long. So I don't really have the means that I can think of to get to and from the city for appointments. I mean, of course, I could work it out. There's no question, especially if I was sick enough, right? But so I know that that's sort of irresponsible on my part because I'm, you know, maybe not doing it while I'm not sick. So I don't know. But at any rate, those are just kind of thoughts going through my head, and I've got a little while to think about them. And in the meantime, I can get some work done. And who knows? You know, if I come out this spring with a lot of money in the bank and I'm don't have a lot of work to do, then maybe that'll be what I dedicate, you know, some time to. We'll see. For the most part, what I'm going to dedicate time to is just getting back on track, getting back in my routine, and getting to feeling as good as I can with the tools that I have, which is zero carb and no cheating and staying in the moment and staying positive and trying not to stress out about stuff. So, yeah, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be here now. I'm going to keep just being happy right in this moment. I'm not going to worry too much about the future because I don't know what's going on there. But I'm going to try and just stay focused in the moment and be happy with all the blessings that I do have, which are many. And so, yeah. So there's that. I think that's enough for now. It's getting to be close to 9. It's a late one today because I was sick last night and I was up at 2 and at 3 and at 4. So I slept in a little bit. So I think I'm going to get on with my day. I'm going to try to relax today, watch some football, and just kind of chill out and maybe catch up with some of you guys. Mike, I watched your last video. I really enjoyed the talk. I ended up looking up what Iggy Pop's diet was. Heroin and macrobiotic vegan, apparently. So I don't think either one of those is going to work for me, but it was interesting. But yeah, so I'm going to try and get caught up with you guys and spend the Sunday just getting rested up and then back to work tomorrow. And then it's the new year, you guys. I almost forgot. So we're entering a new decade. I'm going to try to celebrate a little bit. To be honest, it's just sort of depressing. I don't know how to go out and celebrate it. Maybe I'll get myself off the couch and actually go see some humans on that night, but probably not. But at any rate, I'm looking forward to a new decade and turning over a new leaf and I guess I'm going to tackle the loneliness once I get all this other stuff figured out. So, because I'm definitely in no position to be fun to hang around. So, I got a little more work to do, apparently, in 2020. So, I'm looking forward to that. I am looking forward to the change of the decade. The 2010s have been hard for me. I feel like I made a lot of progress, but it's been a tough decade. So, looking forward to a new one. And maybe I'll give her a new start and a new try here. So, anyways, I hope you guys have a great week. I hope you have a wonderful new year. And I hope you celebrate. And, you know, just appreciate everything you have, all your blessings. And every moment that we have here, we sure are fortunate. I'm feeling that way, even though I don't necessarily sound like it. I know it's been a tough month for me, so I'm ready to start looking forward to brighter days and longer days here, as the days are getting longer and a whole new decade. So into the roaring 20s we go, you guys. I don't know what we'll call them for the 2000s, but I'm going to make them celebratory. All right, you guys. Well, I hope you have a great day. I'm going to check in next week with you. I'm going to be doing beef and water only, I'm pretty sure. And I'll check in with you guys and see how you guys are doing. So Hope you have a wonderful New Year. Hope you celebrate with people you love and ring it in with great optimism. I'll do my best to do the same. And yeah, have a great week, you guys. I'll see you next week. Thank you, as always, for listening and watching. You guys all make a huge difference in my life. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you sincerely. So, all right, you guys. See you next week. Thank you. See you.